This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. is flying more desperate Afghan allies and Americans out of Kabul, Afghanistan's airport this morning. But President Biden's promising to find and punish those responsible for two bombings that killed more than 100 people yesterday, 13 U.S. troops and at least 95 Afghans. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Biden says the violence appears to be the work of a faction of the Islamic State group.
We will hunt you down and make you pay.
Critics like Republican Senator Tom Tillis are blaming the Biden administration for the deadly chaos.
We should have had more contingency plans than putting over 5,000 service members in a box canyon called Kabul Airport.
Canada and a number of European countries have already ended their evacuations.
The U.S. is warning the ISIS affiliate could attempt more attacks ahead of Tuesday's deadline for U.S. troops to withdraw from Afghanistan. General Frank McKenzie is overseeing the evacuation.
We believe it is their desire to continue those attacks, and we expect those attacks to continue. And we're doing everything we can to be prepared for those attacks. That includes reaching out to the Taliban, who are actually providing the outer security cordon around the airfield.
This morning, Sweden is warning of new information about a high terrorist threat to the area around Kabul Airport. No details. Tropical storm Ida has prompted a hurricane watch for New Orleans. Louisiana is under a state of emergency. Forecasters say Ida could be near major hurricane strength by the time it reaches the northern Gulf Coast, maybe late Sunday or early Monday. The U.S. may see nearly 100,000 more COVID deaths between now and December 1st, say experts. They say we could cut that in half if nearly everybody wore a mask in public spaces. This is AP News. More Americans are applying for unemployment. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has this report.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose for the first time in 5 weeks. The increase wasn't huge, but the Labor Department reports jobless claims rose to 353,000 last week. That was an increase of 4,000 over the previous week. Claims have been at historically high levels since the coronavirus pandemic hit the U.S. in March of last year. At that time, the weekly pace had been about 220,000 a week. Still, they've fallen more or less steadily since hitting a high point of more than 900,000 in early January. The rollout of COVID-19 vaccines has helped the economy, encouraging businesses to reopen or expand hours and luring customers out of their homes to restaurants, bars, and shops. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The economy grew 6.6% last quarter, faster than expected. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.